Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.
Well, Wes, in 2024, I discovered a brand new whiskey that I love in the brand 13th Century, and now they're out with Oloroso Sherry Cask Finish.
Ooh.
Are they as good as the original? And if you want to find out, you should stick around.
Randy, I can't wait to jump into this delicious 13th Century. But before we do, we have to take a moment and thank our faithful patrons, right?
We have to.
They are the people who keep this show on the road. If it wasn't for your generosity and your partnership, we wouldn't be doing this. Our single mother, Chrissy Lynn, wouldn't be working here. I wouldn't be over here producing the show and recording with Randy. But because of your generous donations and because of the mission of this, we want to be here. We want to be here doing what we do. And if you want to find out more about the Patreon and the mission of the show, stick around to the end of the video.
That's right. Now, let's talk about the situation here. So, this whiskey is from 13th Century.
Yeah.
We did a couple...
Out of Colorado, right?
Yeah, out of Colorado. Nice. Near Pikes Peak, from what I understand.
Cool.
And we've done a couple videos with their hazmat bourbon that they sent us.
Yeah.
Loved it so much. We did so many giveaways. I ended up having to source a second bottle. And then when I was working with Blind Barrels, and they were like, what craft producers do you know that have unique products, blah, blah, blah. Their name came up, and we were actually able to put them in the curated kit that I partnered with them on.
Yeah.
And it was one of the most popular ones, even though it was one of the most expensive bottles that's ever been in the Blind Barrels package, right?
Yeah.
Because if you think about it from their perspective, the more expensive the liquid is they put in the blind sample pack, the less money they make on that blind sample pack.
Because it's not like their packs change in price.
They don't change in price, right? Yeah. But they were so committed after they tasted the whiskey, they were willing to make less money so that they could get this in the hands. And apparently they had to reorder and put limit one on the bottles because so many people wanted them. But when
definitely the coolest bottle in the industry.
This bottle is something else. If you can't tell, it's actually hollow in the center.
Yeah, it's got the cast of a barrel in there.
Yeah, and so this glass is custom glass. The owner of the distillery actually owns the glass company that makes this too.
Oh wow! And I was gonna say you have to, because this ain't a cheap bottle.
Well, I mean, he has a design patent on the bottle.
Uh huh.
So he could just own the design patent, go to any manufacturer and have them make it.
Right.
But he actually owns the glass manufacturing company, from what I've been told, which is kind of interesting.
Cool.
But yeah, it's got a barrel on the inside.
Yeah.
Incidentally, their barrel has the bung on the end because they do, they don't rick their, they palletize.
Uh-huh.
So I like that little detail.
Yeah.
But when we went to go get the second bottle of the bourbon so we could do another video, he asked, do you want to try my Oloroso Sherry finishes? So I said, well, let's check them out.
My arm.
Yeah, so we got these when we got that other. This distillery doesn't distill their own product. They buy new make whiskey in 6,000 gallon containers from MGP, which is pretty gangster.
Wow, that is pretty awesome.
Yeah, and
just 6,000 gallons rolling down the interstate headed your way.
It's exactly. Cool. And then they barrel it themselves, and they use all 30 gallon barrels because they like that extra wood extraction. They have a variety of different char levels, and then they blend the different char levels in the end to the profile they're looking for. And then, of course, these are all finished in Oloroso Sherry butts.
Okay. All three of these?
All three. Nice. And so this is three different variants. We have the American single malt.
Okay.
We have the straight bourbon whiskey and the straight rye whiskey.
Okay.
And all three of these were aged at least 5 years. They're all 130 plus proof.
Ooh.
And I don't know the SRP.
Okay.
Because they don't say it on their website, and these bottles happen to not be on Silbach.
Okay.
But there is a list of different stores that they distribute to.
Yes.
And they distribute in South Carolina, Colorado, and Nebraska.
Yeah. So we'll just say, like you, when you go to a fine dining experience and it's got like a steak and it just says market price.
Yeah.
It just says,
these are market prices. Most of their bottles are around 120. Yeah. So I'm guessing it's in there. They're 750 ml. These bottles are. Nice. So, all right. So let's taste it up. I suggest we start with the American single malt. It's probably going to be the lightest of the three.
Yeah. So, just for the record, this is the first recording of the day.
Yeah.
And so it's about 11 Central Time in the morning, and jumping right out the gates with some 130
proof. No warm up, baby.
Welcome to the world. Uh-huh. Open your eyeballs. It's time to live. That's wild. That's what Randy does to me. Show up here. Drink this.
Yeah.
It does have an incredible taste to it.
It does. You can really taste that Oloroso sherry.
Yeah. Definitely got that grapey, kind of like that vine.
Dry, dark fruit.
Yeah.
Almost raisiny.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
But there's a real interesting component on this that tastes a little like burnt, like a petrol type flavor, like a gasoline, or maybe like a burnt tire.
Ooh,
okay. That quite honestly, I normally only get on really super high age rye, like Lock, Stock and Barrel 16 year.
Okay, yeah. I don't get it on the nose, but I do. I am picking up a little
on the palate. Yeah. There's
on the nose, it's like you're sticking to me. It's like that pie filling, that cherry pie filling. It's like you stuck your nose down in a can of that.
Yeah,
really, kind of.
But there's a lot of like vanilla and brown sugar and whatnot in the mid palate. But you're tasting some of that dry dark fruit.
Love that.
I'm gonna move over to the bourbon.
This is the straight bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
Much more of like a caramel on the nose on this one, like a really sweet smell.
Yeah. And this one has a lot of that sulfur flavor for me. So if you're a regular viewer of the podcast, you know that I'm a sulfur super taster.
Yeah.
And a lot of times old world finishing barrels that come from Europe, there's something about what process they put them through that causes me to taste sulfites. And I taste it on this bourbon.
The taste on the palate,
you can tell the underlying
is very different than the nose to me.
Yeah,
the nose is very sweet, like almost like a maple syrup, almost kind of like a very sweet, thick type smell. And when you taste it, it's got a little bit of a fruitiness to it.
Yeah,
which you don't.
I don't detect as much of the fruitiness, but it's not.
You're getting the.
It's not over. No, no.
What is that?
It tastes like almost like a match smells after you blow it out. Or if it was a food flavor, it tastes kind of like a grilled, like shiitake mushroom. Like when you treat a large mushroom like it's a steak and grill it, it tastes a little earthy that to me.
For you super tasters?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's this last one? This is the rye?
This is the rye.
Okay.
Hey, nice hat.
Hey, thanks. Nice lanyard.
Nice rocks glass.
Thanks, man. Nice travel case.
Nice blend topper.
Thank you. Nice candle.
Nice bottle bag.
Thanks, man. That's a nice tumbler.
Nice women's t-shirt.
Oh, thanks. Nice extra schmedium shirt.
Get yourself some nice things and get all the compliments that come along with it. Shop bourbonrealtalk.com.
Yeah, I like that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I'm not getting the, it's so interesting because you got to assume that they source these barrels from the same barrel broker or whatever. It seems like they would all have the same treatment. But for me, I don't taste the sulfur on the American single malt or the rye, but I do on the bourbon.
Yeah. And that usually it comes from the barrel. That's really barrel influence that produces that.
I'm told that there's a sulfite treatment that they'll use on the barrels to keep them from growing microbes during transit. And I'm told that sometimes they break the barrels down and palletize them. And then they re-raise the barrel whenever it gets here. and then they usually have to re-wet the barrel, which is kind of a controversial type thing. You know, they're pouring a whole bottle of Oloroso sherry into this barrel that's just been reformed together to wet it back up again. But then it's like, well, why don't you just pour the Oloroso sherry into the other barrel that the whiskey's in, because that's really what's flavoring it. It's not as much the wood. So it's kind of a controversial thing. So I don't know if these were palletized or if they were shipped whole. If they're shipped whole, they're not air freight, right? They got to come over on a boat because it's too much space. And so a lot to consider here.
You know, I like that rye. And, you know, if you've watched the show for any amount of time, you know I'm not a big rye guy. But this rye hits me just right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like mostly rye, but just a tiny bit of this in there. To me, it's got a little bit of those similar notes, like traditional bourbon notes. It's got a little bit of that kind of dark, fruity flavor to it as well.
Yeah,
for me, but it does, that rye does shine through, but it's just not overpowering for me, which is, I don't like high rye. So.
Yeah. So my guess would be is that the spiciness is getting balanced out with those sweet dried fruit flavors from that Oloroso sherry cask,
which is which is what I think they're trying to go. I mean, that's kudos the point to them, right?
Yeah.
It's a well balanced, and to me, I do get that really well balanced. So I'm going to take this home. That's great.
Well, we have to use it for samples. So I would say for me, I'm probably rating wise, I'm going to be in the high 80s, like close to 90, like 89.
Okay.
On the rye, maybe a little less, like an 87 on the American single malt. And the bourbon, I'm not sure I should rate, because I taste something that you guys wouldn't taste if you were tasting this.
Now, are you rating that based on like other sherry cask finishes?
No, or I'm just saying, just based on general pure flavor, not taking into consideration price or anything like that.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I'm rating these, you know, pretty high. I think the bourbon base that we rated, I think I rated it like a 93 or 94. Mm-hmm. I think I like just that hazmat bourbon a little more, but it also had a little bit more age on it too. This is younger, but finished.
Yeah.
And so,
I'd be with you. I think I'm on the higher end of the 80s as well. Probably an 86 on the rye. Mm-hmm. Because again, just because I'm not a big rye guy. But as far as ryes go, this would be one of my top options as far as rye I've had. But so probably 86 here and 88 there. Like you said,
you like the American single malt a little more?
I do.
Where are you at on the bourbon? Because
it's probably similar to the 86, 85, 86 too. It's a little bit sweet. I don't know. It's a little too sweet for me.
For you, okay.
Yeah. But I mean, I prefer the hazmat, which kind of adds a little bit more heat to it to balance it out to where that sweetness didn't come through as much. So, but yeah, I mean, they're all fantastic in the high 80s for me, for sure.
Sure. So let's assume they're around 120. Are you a buy or pass on these?
I'd be a buy on all of them.
Yeah. For me, it's a budget issue, right? If you have that kind of disposable bourbon budget, these would be great bottles to have on your shelf. Not only are they beautiful, the whiskey is excellent. It's a unique tasting experience, and I think it would add to your repertoire, if you will.
Yeah. So. I mean, I'm okay with the price, but as not a daily drinker by any means. It's a unique bottle, first of all. It looks cool up on the shelf. It's a talking piece. It's a craft. So you're going to expect to pay them a little bit more for a craft bourbon or product. And so I'm fine with that as far as craft prices go. I mean, I don't think it's too, especially for the flavors.
I accidentally left it out. In the interest of full disclosure, I did not pay full retail for these bottles.
Okay.
So when it was funny because he said, do you want me to throw these in with your shipment? Right. Mm-hmm. And I said, yes. And then he's like, you know, will you pay this amount for shipping? And I ship things every day. Mm-hmm. And I know that what I was paying was far more than the cost of the actual shipping.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much to attribute to each one of the bottles that I received. So I paid something less than retail, but they also weren't free media bottles. So if that you know, causes you to feel like I'm influenced, just know that.
Yeah, we're not rating these based on a relationship or based on you've seen our channel long enough. You know, we're not afraid to rate a whiskey what we think it is, matter if we have a relationship with them or not. So yeah, these are great.
Awesome. I think we should give some whiskey away.
We've got some left.
We got a good bit. So
let's
do five winners.
Okay.
We're going to do a sample pack that includes all three of these whiskeys. Mm-hmm. What do they need to do to enter?
It's pretty easy. I mean, I don't know of an easier way to get free whiskey. If you know of one, let me know, because I love free whiskey.
That's true.
But all you have to do is like the video, subscribe to the channel, of course, and then ring the bell. When you ring the bell, that's important because we do giveaways like this on every single episode. And so you want to know when a new episode drops so you can go and watch the video and then jump into that giveaway as well. So those are the three simple things to do. The fourth thing is just click the link that's in the description below for the giveaway. That's going to take you to a web form that you'll just fill out your basic contact info so that we have it in case you are our winner. But we'll also use that info to throw into our randomizer against everyone else, and we'll pick a winner at random, post the results here online, and then we'll ship that stuff out to you absolutely free. You don't even have to pay the shipping.
Yeah.
We're going to get it to you for free. And so if you want to do that, it's easy, it's simple, jump into the giveaway, but like, subscribe, and ring the bell.
I ran numbers recently.
Oh, yeah?
We're spending at least $10,000 a year doing these giveaways. Hey. Which brings us to our next point.
Right. If you want to support, support the channel. We're giving away free whiskey over here, folks. I don't know what else you would want to support.
Yeah, exactly. And there are three different ways to support the channel. You can support us on Patreon, which we talked about a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. We do have merch at bourbonrealtalk.com. And I am a residential real estate agent operating in the Dallas and Houston metro areas. And you can find links to all three ways to support in the video description below. Mm-hmm. And if this is your first time tuning into the channel, I'd love to tell you a little bit about our philosophy and why we do what we do. Of course, whiskey is awesome and it's fun to drink. But at the end of the day, we're about a little bit more than that. We're about community and connection and using whiskey as a conduit for that. Mm-hmm. And it became one of my missions to do this whenever I lost my younger brother, Sean, to suicide in 2014. Mm-hmm. And I started noticing how he was losing some of the social connections that help keep us bound to this world. And at the same time, as I got more involved in whiskey, I saw how whiskey was bringing people together in that way. And it made me think, maybe if I could get you connected to whiskey, whiskey would do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. And it's worked. Mm-hmm. We have been able to create a forum where everybody can kind of get to know each other and exchange ideas and sometimes samples and things like that. And it's a troll-free environment.
Yeah.
As far as I know, it is the largest Facebook-based whiskey club in the world that is a troll-free environment. It's called Bourbon Real Talk Community. You can go join for free right now. And it's such a tight-knit community and so many great things going on in there that we do a lot of philanthropy work. And we were able to start our own suicide prevention nonprofit called LiveStayProject.org. Mm. Very excited about that. But we talked about the trolls. We saw some negativity online when we started looking at other forums. And those trolls taught us a very important lesson. And that is, if they can hate a stranger online, there's nothing that keeps us from loving a stranger online. And that's why we end every episode the same way. And that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Cheers.